You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
The weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area begins today with increasing clouds and a high near 31, west winds between 8 and 13. Mostly cloudy skies on Saturday with a high near 45, westerly winds between 3 and 8 miles per hour. Saturday evening, a chance of rain and sleet after 1 a.m., cloudy with a low around 35. Light and variable winds and the chance of precipitation is 30%. Little or no sleet accumulation is expected. On Sunday, rain is likely, cloudy with a high near 43, and easterly winds between 5 and 8 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 70%. New precipitation amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch are possible. And Sunday evening, rain will be likely before 1 a.m., then a chance of rain and snow. Mostly cloudy skies and a low around 33. The chance of precipitation is 60%, and new precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch is possible. On Monday, mostly sunny skies for your new work week and a high near 41. And breezy winds. Good morning. You are listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show, Friday mornings on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet radio station. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Helpline and your host of the show, and very happy to be here after a semi-blizzard yesterday. We still have to count our blessings. This has been a mild winter, and we were able to navigate through it. Hunterdon Helpline, of course, always open, was there 24/7 helping people as they called in for assistance or for information. We sheltered quite a few people in the snow, and it was a little bit hectic the first part of the day, but tapered off once we got everybody situated. So again, I think we truly can count our blessings this winter, although that groundhog did see, I guess, 6 more weeks of snow, of winter, and so anything goes, we know, in March could bring us a ton of different things. Hopefully not too much. So we count our blessings. Like I said, it wasn't too bad. The link was closed yesterday, so we did get a lot of calls about that. But it's up and running today. I'm glad to say the roads are much, much, much better. I do caution you because the temperatures are still under freezing, and so we don't want to hit those patches of black ice. Very, very dangerous. Please be careful while you are driving. But we do have sun, and that's always a wonderful thing. So, you know, I talk about the weather just because everybody talks about the weather, right? We're all sitting here saying, well, what's next week going to be? And is it going up? Is it going down? Is there going to be snow? But at Helpline, the weather's really important. As I said, yesterday we sheltered quite a number of people to get them in out of the inclement weather, make sure that they were safe. So we watch the weather every single day. We need to know what's happening, and unfortunately, we do have people who are homeless in Hunterdon County. We have to look out for them, and those that have made some of their own choices for whatever reasons, or it's beyond their own choice, are out there day after day after day. But we try to get them shelter when the weather is truly bad and, could be devastating in the long run. So that's pretty much what we were doing yesterday. Everybody else seemed to be shoveling and salting and making sure that everything was set for today. I know that we had the run on milk and eggs and all of that the day before. But wasn't it crazy? 60-degree weather and then plummeting to the teens. Anyway, I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be safe and that everything looks like the weekend shouldn't be too bad, even with some of the threats of a little more rain and sleet. Hopefully that'll just be overnight on Saturday night. And then Monday, sunny skies, so something to look forward to when we start our work week. Some of the other things that we do at Hunterdon Helpline is assist people with utility issues. If they are in arrears, we try to connect them with the appropriate agencies that could help them either immediately or long term with a budget program. And we must get, just hundreds of calls every year regarding utility assistance. It's really a situation that most people don't expect to be in. And so when they call, oftentimes they say, I just got a shutoff notice, and we asked, well, why'd you wait so long? I never thought that I would be in this situation. We hear that over and over and over again. And it's true. It's very true. We helped somebody who became homeless after 30 years of being employed and didn't, when she lost the last job, didn't bother to apply for unemployment. She felt that she's always worked, and it was just a matter of a couple of weeks before she got another job, and unfortunately that turned into a year and beyond. So we never know what moccasins we're walking in. I hope that's not politically incorrect, but we wear many hats, many shoes at different times in our lives, and we don't know what's going to happen to us. A medical situation can truly strap us financially, something that we didn't expect, even with insurance. So truly, let's again, count our blessings here, because so many people are in different situations who, quote-unquote, normally might not be in that situation. And, of course, the recession certainly did not help. But we're lucky at Hunterdon Helpline. Celebrating almost 5 decades. And we get to know all the different agencies so we can give the proper information, the proper linkage, etc., to the people who are in need to get them the right kind of assistance. And in doing so, we make great collaborations, great friendships along the way as well. We have a work connectivity program, and we have connected to clients from Family Promise, from Hunterdon Behavioral Health, from really just about any of the agencies. And it just is a great feeling, not just to be able to help someone with your own resources and services, but to be able to connect them for a holistic solution throughout the county to the other agencies. You know, who has what at any given time. And that's our job at Helpline, is to know that. So do we send them to the county and then we send them to, say, Salvation Army to supplement whatever assistance the county can give them? Do we send them to Catholic Charities? All of these organizations play a role, not individually, but collaboratively. And we couldn't help people if it wasn't for the connections that we establish. So a shout out to all our colleagues out there who work day in and day out to help people with all their different needs. Human beings are so complex, and as I said, one medical disaster can change your financial outlook. Loss of a job can suddenly put you in a situation you never expected before. It can happen to anyone, absolutely anyone. So again, big shout out to the other agencies that we work with who are truly trying to find solutions for their clients in a very difficult world that we live in, because funding has been reduced across the board, whether it's coming from federal funding, state funding. Funding has been reduced from corporate foundations. Less and less funds are available so that we can solve some of these issues. And working on a tight budget, especially, goodness knows, 100 and Helpline, bare bones all the way, it's very difficult sometimes. Very, very difficult to provide the assistance that somebody needs out there. And once you provide that assistance, it could change somebody's world and truly put them on a trajectory towards success. So if you're looking at your pocketbook and are thinking about a difference that you can make, certainly think about the organizations, the nonprofits in your area that could benefit by you writing a check. And believe me, small or large, it's so appreciated. It's also one of the reasons why so many of us have various fundraisers, because we try to provide you with a way of having fun while you part with your money. And we've got quite a few fundraisers coming up. We at 100 and Helpline, we're going to talk about Salsa Night a little bit later, but we'll have our town crawls coming up this year in the spring and in the fall. Family Promise has Box City coming up in May. And we have Volunteer Guardianship also has, I believe, in April, their annual fundraiser. So, and that, by the way, is celebrating the work of Linda Bryant, who is part of the Hunterdon Healthcare Systems and does incredible work in our county. So all of these different wonderful opportunities are coming up, and to find out more about them, you can always visit givehunterdon.org and find the different nonprofits that are out there that need your help. And it's not always money. Sometimes it's volunteering. Helpline needs volunteers. If we didn't have volunteers, we couldn't provide the programs and services we do, whether it's literacy or the services we provide to our seniors. Very, very important to have those volunteers. If we had to pay people to do the work that they do, we would be out of business. If we're out of business, that means there's less services and resources available for people who are in need. So if you go to givehunterdon.org, you can see what does an organization need. It may be monetary assistance. It may be volunteers. It may be things, material items. Maybe they need chairs for their offices. Maybe they need desks. Maybe they need a new computer, a tablet for their clients so that they can look for a job. Maybe they need a car that, you know, is you're about to get a new one and you can afford to donate it and get the tax write-off. There's, from small to large, so many opportunities to help people anywhere around the world if we just stopped for just a moment and thought about it and said, what could I give? Maybe it's just an hour of my time every week. Maybe it's a dollar. Maybe it's $1,000. Maybe it's trumpeting from my social media site the work that a local nonprofit does so that everybody else knows and other people can contribute. So many ways that we can help without any excuses, according to our own means. And that is pretty amazing. And no one is refused. No donation is refused. No volunteer hour is refused. So if you want more information, like I said, you can go to givehuntredin.org if you're interested in volunteering or donating to Huntredin Helpline, which is your first call for help, no matter what the situation, 24/7, 365 days out of the year. You can visit us on the internet at www.helplinehc.org and see what we do for so many different peoples across all walks of life. Or you can give us a call at 908-782-4357 or 1-800-272-4630. I'm going to take a short break and come back to you with some more information about the nonprofits in our area, about people doing really incredible work.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Huntredon, Huntredon Helpline Show. Friday mornings, I'm Susan Lax, your host, and we've been talking about the various nonprofits in our area, the work that they do, some upcoming events that you should check out to support the great work that they do. So, again, important. And I talked a little bit about the collaboration between the nonprofits. And I just want to give you a little bit of an example of that. So I mentioned Family Promise. Family Promise is a sheltering organization for people who are homeless, mostly families. And in addition to providing them with a place, a roof over their heads every night, and this is done through the various faith organizations in our community, and they also provide meals, they provide support to hopefully help the family get out of the situation that they're in. That is financial advice, that's connecting them with rapid rehousing programs or homeless prevention programs to assist them in finding an apartment, to assist them with their rent, their utilities, a security deposit, etc., and really try to change their lives for the better. Well, they can't do it alone, and so they often send us clients for our work connectivity program, which matches local residents with Hunterdon County employers. And this is really a program. I mean, I'm proud of all the programs that we have at Hunterdon Helpline, but certainly being able to give somebody a job means that they are on the path to success. And we've had a few local employers, local businesses, who have signed on to our Work Connectivity program and have had success with some of the clients that we've been able to pre-vet and assist them with the interview process, etc., and get a job at that business. And we want to expand that because, again, if you look at Family Promise and the families coming through their organization, employment is huge. It's absolutely huge. It's, I mean, how else do you pay the bills? So a person could be employed, underemployed, unemployed, and need another helping hand. Maybe it's a second job. Maybe it's a better job. Maybe it's help with getting promoted in the job that they are already at. So our Work Connectivity program, again, works with various organizations in the area that might have clients who are in need of employment. We also obviously connect with the One Stop here in Flemington to connect them with those jobs as well. Really to take them through the process. So often people get off of unemployment and they are depressed. They lack the motivation anymore of trying to find a job. Some of them have been trying, you know, for a couple of years already and still nothing materializes. We try to look at why that is. So we look at the whole person, journey they've been on. What were the stumbling blocks? Why didn't they get a job? Do they need help in the interview process? Do they need help dressing appropriately for a successful interview? Do they need additional education? We also have our literacy program, which of course teaches English to both English-speaking people, but also people whose first language is other than English. And it's quite often that somebody needs to get a little boost with their literacy skills, with their speaking skills, with their diction. We have a client that comes to improve their speech. We have a client who comes to improve their reading and writing. And again, these are people who are native English speakers. But with those skills being improved, they have a better chance of getting a better job. So there's never one program that leads somebody to success. It's always a more holistic approach. It's always, let me take a little bit of this and a little bit of that, put it all together, and what do I got? A solution, and hopefully success. So again, so many of the things that we do, our clients come from all over. They come from other agencies, or they call us, and they just start with us. But we also, in turn, refer to the other agencies. So if somebody is calling for utility assistance, they have a shutoff notice or whatever, but they also are about to lose their home, then we can obviously connect them with an organization that will assist them in not losing their home, will provide them with assistance until they get off their feet, whether it's a budget plan for utility bills, whether it's a rent assistance, and so forth. Now, this all sounds fantastic, but it all does boil down to money and capacity of the organization. Can they help the person? Do they have the space, the time, etc.? We talked about Family Promise. Well, do they have a spot available or is there a waiting list? We talked about Literacy Services of Hunterdon Helpline. Is there a spot available or do they have to wait for services? It is truly, again, you know, the first segment of the show I talked about what nonprofits need to keep running, and funds truly are a huge part of that. But the capacity of the different organizations could also be reduced with more volunteers, could be reduced with more space. So again, if you're looking to assist, there's a lot of different ways to do that. The other thing that when somebody comes to us for work connectivity, we take them through an interview process with us, and then we give them a critique. Did you dress appropriately? Was your cell phone turned off? Even where did you put your pocketbook? Because that could be something that just interferes with the person paying attention to you. If your pocketbook is on your lap and you're holding on to it, the person's eye focus is going to go to that pocketbook. Put the pocketbook down. Put it underneath your chair. Little things like that that we don't think of. Are we looking directly at the person when we speak? That is huge. Are we articulating what we want to say? Are we asking questions? Have we done our homework? This is a big pet peeve of mine. Why people going on a job don't bother to go to the website or to go to Facebook of that organization and find out what that business is all about, that stuns me, absolutely stuns me. I think that more people would be successful in an interview if they did their homework first. And that's about learning what the organization that they're applying to is all about. You never want to go into an organization, whether you're listening out there as an employee or an employer, and I'm sure the employers will agree, it's much more impressive if you go in and you know what that organization does, that you bother to look before you simply said, oh, it's a job interview. Hopefully I'll get it because I need to pay the bills. Not a good impression. If you walk into a job interview and you know all about that company, wow, wow. You've already got the interviewer's attention. Have some questions lined up. Also, very, very important. So we go through this process with the clients that come to us for a work connectivity program, and we evaluate all of that. Were they prepared for the interview? Did they dress appropriately? And I'll take a couple of seconds on dress. I don't care if you go into a construction job. Show up neat and clean. Wear khakis instead of jeans. Show them that you value their job and you value the interview enough that despite the fact that your work clothes might be different, you know enough to come to an interview dressed and prepared. It's so important to make that first impression, and we know anything we do in life is about that first impression. So, obviously, neat, tidy, dress appropriately. Obviously, you don't go to a job interview on a construction site in a suit. But you don't have to wear the clothes you wore at the last construction site that have cement or paint or what have you all over them. Think about those things. Just don't go saying, okay, you need somebody, I'm here, hire me. Let's face it. There are a lot of people out there looking for jobs. Who is going to get that job? It's going to be the person who prepared, did their homework, knows something about the company, even something about the person interviewing. We evaluate. If you can ask questions, what are some of the questions that you should ask for any job? And what are some of the questions you should ask specific to that job? What else can you do preparing for an interview? and I say dress appropriately, is it appropriate in terms of, I mean, say you borrow an outfit. Is the dress too long? Is the dress too short? Are your pants too long? Are they dragging on the floor? These are little things that could be fixed without a whole lot of money. Look in the mirror. Is your hair done? What is somebody going to look at when they look at you? Where are their eyes going to go? All this is very, very important. So, another thing that we do, once we do a preliminary interview and evaluation with our Work Connectivity client, is to look at their resume, obviously help them with their resume, look at their writing skills. What if they're asked to take a test when they first walk in? Are they prepared to do that? Do they have computer skills? Do they have the necessary basic computer skills that everybody expects today? All of these things need to be addressed before they go out on a job. And I'm going to come back after a short break and tell you a little bit more about how much you can benefit by the resources in the community, including HART, which will tell you if you can get to your job via the link or not. And that is an amazing program as well. So we'll be right back after these messages.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nomination is confirmed.
The announcement in the Senate in the wee hours after Tom Price is confirmed to be Health and Human Services Secretary. It was a party-line vote of 52 to 47.
We'll see them in court.
At the White House, President Trump reacts to news that an appeals court had refused to reinstate his executive order imposing restrictions on travel to the U.S. from seven Middle Eastern nations.
This is just a decision that came down, but we're going to win the case.
The unanimous decision by that court only against immediately reinstating the order. It still has to be determined whether the order can stand in the long run, and that could go before the nation's highest court.
We did reach the targets that we predicted, the 12 to 18.
Connecticut's governor discussing how much snow was received in his state from yesterday's northeast blizzard. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You love your pet, right? So imagine if you were suddenly faced with thousands of dollars in veterinary care. What would you do? Could you make the difficult decision not to help your best friend? If you join PetSavingsUSA.com, you never have to make that choice or face those kind of expenses. That's because PetSavingsUSA members enjoy discounted pet insurance to cover both standard and emergency vet bills. In addition, members save up to 50% on staples like food, toys, and treats, all at major pet retailers. You'll love the money you'll save, the convenience you'll enjoy, and the peace of mind knowing your beloved pet is fully protected. Call now to take advantage of 2 free months of pet insurance and an instant $100 in savings. Call 877-835-6060. That's 877-835-6060. Or go to PetSavingsUSA.com. Call or click now for your free gift, plus 2 free months of pet insurance. Call 877-835-6060 or visit PetSavingsUSA.com.
And the weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area begins today with sunny skies, although we will have increasing clouds later today and a high near 31. Westerly winds between 8 and 13 miles per hour. Tonight, a slight chance of snow showers before 3 a.m., then a slight chance of snow showers and sleet between 3 a.m. and 4 a.m., and a slight chance of snow showers after 4 a.m. Cloudy with a low around 25, calm winds, and the chance of precipitation is 20%. Saturday, mostly cloudy skies with a high near 45, westerly winds between 3 and 8 miles per hour. Saturday night, a chance of rain and sleet after 1 a.m., cloudy skies and a low around 31, light and variable winds, and the chance of precipitation is 30%. Little or no sleet accumulation is expected. Sunday, rain is likely, cloudy with a high near 43, easterly winds between 5 and 8 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 70%. New precipitation amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch is possible. Sunday night, rain is likely before 1 a.m., then a slight chance of rain and snow, mostly cloudy skies and a low around 33. The chance of precipitation is 60%. New precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch are possible. Monday, start your work week with mostly sunny skies and a high near 41 and breezy winds. You are listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines show, Friday mornings, and I am Susan Lax with Hunterdon Helpline. And Hands Across Hunterdon is our effort to bring you news about the nonprofits in the area, but also businesses in the area that are doing their part to make life in our area better. And better means a lot of things, whether it's gaining employment, having a place to live, good education for our children, transportation, etc. So I've been talking about our Work Connectivity Program and how it connects with other organizations like Family Promise and what we do in terms of the interview process. And we went to the point of saying that once we get through the interview process and evaluation, we certainly look at the different employers that are available through our Work Connectivity Program, and if any of the positions that they have supplied us with are suitable to that client. But transportation is huge. And so I mentioned before the break that HART has a program for the people who need to get to work via the link to determine whether or not they will be able to get to work via the link. Link has changed its routes back in the fall and does not run as late as it used to. So if you're going to be doing a late shift, say at Walmart or ShopRite, you're not going to have service after 7:30 to get home. So you have to look and see, well, what are the routes and what shifts could I take at any particular business? And what HART will do is sit down with you and look at those businesses and look at the job ads that you're interested in and determine whether or not you would be able to get from your home to work on a daily basis and back. And I think it's a great program. Why? Well, why waste your time applying for a job if you don't have transportation to and from that location? You're better off looking at something else. It could be a little discouraging for sure that, wow, my skill sets are right on with this position. But if you don't have transportation to get there, the last thing you want to do is get the job and then lose the job because you couldn't show up. But even if you can't go via the link, once you determine that the link is out of the question, at that point you can see if you can make other accommodations. It might be a taxi service, it might be a friend, it might be carpooling, etc. And certainly HART has all those options in terms of carpooling. It's another service that they do, bringing people together so that they can, in fact, get to work. So that's really important, a really important opportunity to look at transportation realistically and determine whether or not you can, in fact, figure out a way to get to work. Because, again, the last thing you want to do is get a job and not be able to make it every day. And then you're going to lose the job. So call HART for this service, 908-788-5553. The other part about this opportunity is that they will also tell you exactly, if you haven't used it before, how you schedule the link, where it comes, how to get on it, how to make a scheduled ride if you have a weekly ride that you have every week, or a doctor's appointment, even if it's not employment. So they'll help you navigate the use of the link and what kind of opportunities are there or are not there, which obviously you need to know up front. So that's another collaboration between our connectivity program and being able to connect somebody with HEART's program. And again, we don't do this by ourselves. We have to depend upon the other resources and services in the area. Very, very important. So another thing that we offer the clients is anything else that other people are doing, other agencies in the area. Again, it could be a certification program that might empower them towards a better job. It might be a skill set program. One happens to be coming up at the Career and Life Transition Center. It starts on Tuesday, and that is I believe it's a 6-week program, and something obviously that is useful for someone who's looking for a job, but also somebody who might have been out of the job for a while because of unemployment, medical reasons, what have you. It really is a course that I think builds self-esteem, lets you evaluate yourself, lets you determine where your strengths are, where your weaknesses are, empowers you to look at different things so that before you go on an interview, you've already done a sort of kind of housekeeping of yourself and what is what needs to be changed and what needs to be enhanced and what is fantastic. And we always want to concentrate on the fantastic. That program you can learn more about at 908-788-1453, 788-1453. You can visit Norwest Cap on the internet at norwestcap.org. and learn more about that program. It's something that I think is really important if you are going on to a job, interested in going on to a job. Very, very important to take advantage of not just this program, but all the other programs. Go on website, see what the events are, see if you're able to find resources that will help you get a job or get assistance with housing, etc. So important. And they're free. They're absolutely free. So, hey, why not? Why not take advantage of it? Really important to access these programs that are free and make a difference in your own life. Another program that offers financial coaching is the Thrive program offered by United Way. Again, another collaboration between many different agencies, and that's takes you through, say you've got a job and you are doing okay, but you're barely making ends meet. You want to do better. You're living, as they say, hand to mouth. You're meeting your bills, but you're just not getting above that. How do you enhance what you've got? How do you look at your finances and start to save? Is there a way to do that? And unfortunately, too many people, I think that, oh, well, that can't happen. You know, until I make $100,000 a year, there's just no way I'm going to be able to get out of this rut. but you can get out of the rut. So United Way has a program called Thrive. Sitting around the table are various agencies such as Hunterdon Helpline, Fisherman's Mark, Family Promise, Anderson House, the Career Life and Transition Center, which I just told you about, legal services, all there to collaborate and provide a person with the opportunities that they need to not just survive, but to succeed. So if you want to learn more about the Thrive program, you can call 908-782-3414. And again, I got to take a break, but I want to remind you that Hunterdon Helpline is your first call for help. And what does that mean? Any situation, whether it's employment, whether it's education, whether it's for seniors or families, rather than try to Google every single thing you possibly can in Hunterdon County, come to the source. That's what we do 24/7, 365 days out of the year. We'll give you the information you need, the correct information to contact the correct organization for whatever need that you have, as well as connect you with our own programs and services, which run the gamut from helping seniors age in place to literacy services mentioned, the Work Connectivity Program, and so much more. So, just give us a call, 908-782-4357 or 1-800-272-4630. And I'll be right back after this break.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline Show here on Friday mornings, offering you information about the work that nonprofits, businesses, individuals do to make our area a better place to live. I've been talking about our work and activity program. I hope if you are an employer, you'll jump on our bandwagon if you're interested in hiring local Hunterdon County residents who will be guided and helped to become your best employees. So if you are, please call us at 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. Let us help you. It's a win-win situation. We provide our clients with a wonderful job to be successful in our community, and you get a wonderful employee, loyal and able to assist you in your business. Again, 908-782-4357. Started the hour talking about some of the fundraisers coming up with the various nonprofits in the area, and I promised you a little information about Salsa Night 2017. Yes, it's coming sooner than you think, despite the snow on the ground, July 15th, 2017. That's a Saturday, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. in Flemington. One of the most incredible happenings in the area. And I say that not because I'm bias, but because more than 5,000 people come every year, rain or shine, because they love it. We have a great time. Last year we had two bands instead of one. We're hoping to do the same again this year, change it up a bit. We have openings for vendors, for sponsors, food vendors. I've already got people signing up. People put it on their calendar a year in advance so that they can come and participate as a vendor, but also as a participant. We always get calls throughout the year. Well, when is that? This summer? I've got people coming or what have you. And they do come from all over. Hunterdon County, Somerset, obviously folks in New Jersey, but we get people from across the river, from Pennsylvania, even New York. 2 years ago, I was sitting in the office and, oh gosh, the morning was, it was raining, it was thundering, it was awful. And while we say rain or shine, obviously we're not going to have it if it's not safe. And we were getting calls from people in New York saying, oh my gosh, are you still going to have it? Because we're getting in the car, we're coming down. And we did have it. The rain stopped, which was great. But Salsa Night is a opportunity for you as a business owner to showcase your business to all those people who come and attend. It is an opportunity as a sponsor to be listed on all our marketing media and be thanked for putting on such an incredible event, which, needless to say, helps the programs and services of Hunterdon Helpline as well as its division of Hunterdon Hispanos. So, And then people say to me, well, I don't know, I'm not going to be able to get employees to man the booth or to show up to do the demonstration, what have you. Well, guess what? We have never had that issue because employees love to come to Salsa Night. Great food, great entertainment, dancing in the street. It's just an amazing event. And so very rarely do people say, oh, I don't want to do that. People want to go. So, no excuses. You've got opportunities to be a vendor or a food vendor. And you also, like I said, have opportunities to be a sponsor. And we will shout your name from the rooftop, I promise. I'm all about the marketing. So, the sooner you become a sponsor, the sooner we begin advertising you. Why wait till May when you can start now in February and get all those months of advertising for your business? If you're interested, I can send you a packet, or somebody in our office can send you a packet. Just call us at 908-782-4357 or 1-800-272-4630. Not only will you be showcasing your business, but you will obviously be supporting a 49-year-old institution in Hunterdon County, as well as its Hunterdon Hispanos division, and all the programs and services that we provide, again, literacy services, programs for seniors to age in place successfully, work connectivity program, which we've been talking about, all of those things. So you're kind of killing two birds with one stone. You're fulfilling your corporate social responsibility as a member of our community, and you are also having a great time showcasing what your business does in our community to make it stronger and more vibrant. And we appreciate always the sponsors that we have. Jake's has sponsored our Beer and Wine Garden for years. Our signature sponsor is ShopRite, and we can't say enough about them, because not only does ShopRite sponsor the event, but if you've never been to Salsa Night, you're missing something, only because of the ShopRite booths. They have a three booth area, and their employees show what it's like to care about a business, to care about the community. They get people up and dancing. They give away freebies. I mean, the excitement over by their booth is just absolutely incredible. So they don't just support it financially, they support it with excitement and fun and just bringing just an amazing, wonderful attitude to the event. I mean, everybody loves to go over to the ShopRite booth. It's fantastic. And we have so many other sponsors over the years. Hunterdon Healthcare has sponsored. We're going to have the Cultural and Heritage Commission sponsor again this year. And, of course, that sounds fantastic because, hey, it's Salsa Night. And we're not just celebrating the Latino community. We celebrate the diversity of the area. So we've got food trucks that from French to Latino to American food. I mean, just absolutely so diverse in terms of what you're going to be able to eat. And just the music is fantastic. So we thank the Cultural and Heritage Commission for sponsoring again. A wonderful organization in and of itself in the community. Last year I went to their first World Music Day at Deer Path Park, and that was incredible. A wonderful way to experience all kinds of music from all over the world. So we're very proud that they've taken on Salsa Night as a partnership, and we certainly appreciate that. Unity Bank has sponsored us over the years, and so many businesses we would, you know, want to give a shout out to because of what they've done. Last year, our entertainment sponsor was CKO Boxing of Flemington. And so see, if you become a sponsor, even the following year, before you even fill out the application, we're still talking about you and thanking you publicly for everything you've done. So, Salsa Night, Hunterdon Helpline, July 15, 2017, Saturday night in Flemington, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Give us a call, 908-782-4357, and always visit us on the internet at www.helplinehc.org. It's been a pleasure. We'll talk again. Have a great weekend.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine.